Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It's said that the blessings of God are new every morning. Every new day brings a sign of God's blessing, God's goodness. Certainly this was the experience of Simeon and Anna, old folks, who were in Jerusalem. But they encountered a young couple. They also encountered a newly born child, namely Jesus. Now, and the consequence of it all was that they were inspired, and they also had a message to proclaim. They were called, in the case of Anna, to a different sort of activity than what they'd been doing before. Now, when it comes to encounter with a younger generation, we hope that there is some continuity between our generation and a generation that follows. The values that we hold dear, we hope that a succeeding generation will also hold dear. What we find in the case of Simeon, when he met Jesus, was that, well, first of all, he had been given an intuition that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. And then we're told that he was guided by the Holy Spirit to be in the temple just when Jesus was there. All of his hopes, what he counted as important, was certainly affirmed very strongly in this newborn child, Jesus. In fact, he said, "Master, you are now dismissed, your servant in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation," and so on. So inspiration came to him from this encounter with Jesus, and of course, inspiration is what comes to us as well as we follow in the way of the Lord. Inspiration in the sense that we are new vistas are open to us, whereby God may inspire us to new action, new understanding, and the like. Now, much of this inspiration, of course, comes through other people sometimes. Other people can be a source of inspiration to us because of their attitudes, because of the way they conduct their lives. They show us that it is important to be oriented towards the future that God has for us, and to be attuned to what is happening in the world and what new things God is bringing about. As a young minister a number of years ago, in my second pastoral charge I served, one person inspired me in her own way. This was a person, Margaret McKellar, who, at a certain age, she would live with her son and daughter-in-law, but at a certain age, she decided that she was no longer really much value around the farm, and so she decided she would go to the nearest old age home, which in that area probably is known as Twilight Haven of all days. So she signed herself into Twilight Haven. And that was before the days when everybody had their own washroom, that she had to go down the hall to the washroom. But this woman read two newspapers a day, and on her wall was pictures of her family, her grandchildren, and so on, and she followed attentively what was going on with them and with the wider world. So here was, to my mind, an inspiring person, because even though she was in a nursing home, she remained connected, really, to what was going on around her and to her family. Well, we also, I think, we can learn from people like that to not just be insular, but be oriented towards what's going on in the world and the future, what God is bringing about in the future. Now, when we read a newspaper, we don't always see something that is very inspiring, this is true, but God in Christ, through other people, sometimes awakens in us a realization of what new understandings, what new positive things are happening, which God is bringing about through His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, Simeon, in his encounter with Mary and Joseph and Jesus, also had some solemn words to say to Mary. He said to her, the child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. So we've just heard that Simeon said, Master, now you're dismissing your servant in peace. And now we hear that a sword will pierce your own soul too. So what is that sword piercing person's souls? Well, we might recall in the book of the Acts of the Apostles how on hearing the words of Peter preaching to them, people were cut to the heart. Well, there's a sign of that sword. It's a sword that calls us away from a manner of life which is focused on self and is rather orients us outward to God and to our neighbor. And sometimes that's a difficult process that involves real repentance on our part, a real change of heart in order to have changed attitudes and behavior. Again, sometimes it's other people who may be instruments of this sword piercing our heart. There may be people who speak the truth to us in such a way that we're not just hurt, but we're also taken apart and learn from that and become better people as a consequence. And I hope that each of us has some person or persons who can do that for us, who speak to us and tell us maybe something about ourselves which could be improved upon. I think in my case, our daughter is quite good at that. She can tell me stuff in her own inimitable way and cause me to reflect on it and perhaps make some change as a result. Other people, in any case, can be instruments whereby God's word, God's intent for us, can be taken into ourselves, sometimes with difficulty, sometimes requiring repentance, a change of direction in our lives. Now, we learn in this passage that Anna, we shouldn't forget Anna, who's the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher, she was involved in, as we're told in the passage from Luke, she never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. And then, at that moment, she came and began to praise God and speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. So prayer and fasting changed to become speaking to others of those who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. There's God calls us sometimes to new endeavors, new projects, and what better time of year to think about new projects then right at the beginning of the calendar year, January 1st. Here's an opportunity to reflect on where God might be leading us, what God might be calling us to. Out of mere routine into something new, something that whereby God may be served in a new way and our neighbor blessed. Now, over the Christmas, another sort of anecdote here. Over the Christmas holidays, our son-in-law suggested that we try curling. And, well, he knew something about curling. His father actually was in the Bondsfield, was on the team that won the Bondsfield for Newfoundland. This was many years ago. It happened, I believe, in Saskatchewan. So Michael, our son-in-law, knows something about curling, and of course he's grown up with it, but we had eight of us, and he was the only one who knew anything about curling, really. But we followed his suggestion, and we contacted George Calder. It's short, right? It's just saying that. We contacted George Calder, thanks to a connection from Bob Duncan, and George very graciously included us in an affair that, or he had the ring ready for an event of his own, and he involved us a little bit earlier on, and we had a great time. We will not necessarily become members of the Broster Curling Club, however, we certainly enjoyed the activity, and one of the participants said we should curl at least once a year. So there was another person motivating the rest of us to do something different and new, and we enjoyed it. And we're thankful for those people who encouraged us along the way. So in this new year, may you receive inspiration with respect to a new understanding of your life and the world that God is active in, through sometimes through young people, sometimes through older people, all generations. In the new year, may we all be open to necessary changes that are required of us in order to be more fully God's people in the world. And may we also be open to new endeavors whereby God may enable us to more fully make his presence and blessing known in the world. May the new year be something where we can truly say God's blessings are new every morning.